Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, our team returned to the hospital with their prize, I guess you could call it, the head of Alex, the escapee from the hospital. And they were met with a smiling doctor who, although they had gained his trust, had not exactly made him think of them as any more intelligent than they were when they left. He revealed that the body parts were required for the procedures that were offered, and that this head would be absolutely no use to him, as it had been shot through. The team decided to do a little bit of trading anyway, and decided not to discuss the procedures any further with the doctor, or the fact that it had been revealed that people were the resource used for them. They left the doctor and his security all happy and friendly, and made their way to their last stop on the way to Junkerton City, which is the sewers on the map. Now, I'm going to say that you managed to get towards the sewers without too much trouble, because when you left last time you got into a little fight on the way there with a few Mr. Gutsy robot units. So none of you have had any trouble since that fight, and you are now approaching the point in the map where the sewer entrance is supposed to be. Alright, so you'll stand at the entrance to the sewers. It is a gaping hole in the earth and breathes out a foul stench of decay and stagnation. The rusty grate creaks as you push it aside, revealing a dark tunnel descending into the depths. The air is thick with the smell of rot. A faint, distant sound of sort of sounds a little bit like chanting can be heard from somewhere deep within. Our friend Dr. Rast, he tightens his gas mask and comments on the smell. He says, "This place smells worse than a rad scorpion nest. I don't like the sound of that chanting either."
It just smelled like Beanie Bob breath.
Yes, we did run into...
What the fuck? Really? First thing? Really? Alright. Whatever.
Yes, we did run into a little bit of trouble with those insects last time we went into the sewer system. Suppose we can expect to deal with more of the same.
Oh, why? What happened?
Not something you read in your wonderful adventures? Mostly just a large rat scorpion nest.
Ah, is that what happened to your other guy?
He died.
At some point. Oh.
Well, fuck him, I'm here now.
Fuck him, you've been released. So, we're still looking for that doctor. Onwards and through, I guess.
Alright, so, I guess the team begins their descent into the sewers. So, as you start going through, the light from above is quickly swallowed by the darkness. Can anyone see their way, see forward?
Well, we still have a giant glowing light in the darkness, if you will.
Ah, yes, it turns out the paint on the dildo is still quite active and gives off a furious green glow.
That's quite a good body paint.
Yep, it was made with radioactive material, I'm sure.
Oh, that's why it tingles.
The tunnel walls are sort of slimy with muck, and every step echoes through the cramped space. As you're going through this this tunnel system, that bizarre sort of almost like chanting sound does start to become clearer and clearer. A low, guttural sound reverberates through the stone and sends a chill down your spine. As the team get closer, the tunnel begins to open up into a larger chamber. And the sound of chanting is now obvious. There's definitely someone down here doing a good old chant. And the faint green glow of radiation starts to illuminate the walls from a different source than the big green dildo.
I hope it's not one of those fuckers in the parking garage. He proved quite the problem.
The glowing Billy.
Glowing Billy.
I really don't like that you call them motherfuckers Billies. That really, really kind of hurts my feelings.
You can call them Williams instead if you want.
When you accept yourself, you can finally accept others.
It's denial.
I accept that my feelings are hurt. That's what I accept.
Would you like a hug?
You'd probably crush me to death, big girl, just saying.
You'd enjoy it.
What a way to go.
Alright, you come towards a sharp 90 degree turn in the sewer system tunnel, and it's very obvious that from your position before you turn around this corner, that is where this green glow is coming from, and more than likely where this source of chanting is.
Should we be worried about weird chanty noise, or should we just carry on?
Well, I suppose we should try and take care of it, and we don't actually know exactly where the doctor is. We just have rough directions to go on.
Well, if he's down here, he's going to smell like poop.
Still need him, though.
Poop if we're lucky.
What?
There's worse smells.
Alright, just to clear things up here, if you're talking about the guy from the Pit Boy, Clements, that you're looking for. He's in Junkerton City, that's why you're trying to get through these sewers to get to the city.
Yeah, but do we know what direction in the sewers to go to get to the city?
Yep, just through them.
Okay.
It is conveniently signposted.
This is a very straightforward system. There's no deviations or turns there.
You just said there was 90 degree turn.
I don't think.
Yes, and it is the only way to go.
Alright, so suppose we just weapons drawn, prepare to shoot whatever it is. I can't remember if there's anything that Freak was weak to, but
we're just killing everything. Are we not going to even try and talk to these ones?
I mean, if
it's always good to
you
make
want
friends.
Us to, Billy Bob, you're the best too. At convincing people to help us out. Do you want to try and talk to it?
Well, I can try. Absolutely. What are we trying to accomplish here? Are we wanting to befriend them, or what are we... What?
They might have good shit.
Might have good shit. You want me to convince them to give us their shit?
How about convince them that we don't have to kill them? That would be good.
So we're going to be tough. Okay. I could see. Do you have anything like bogus I can use as a starting point on a trade? You know, like, I don't know, piece of shit gun you want to get rid of or something I could say if we want to do some bartering, or what are we doing?
I think we mostly just want to avoid having to murder them.
I still have the weird mushroom cheese.
That's hallucinogenic, isn't it?
Very.
Oh.
Could offer them a fun time, I suppose.
I put that aside for later, big girl. You need to go ahead and just put that. That was my own personal stash for later.
But we're growing more back at the vulture along with the cannabis plant.
Yes, but it'll be a while before we're back there. Either way, I'll go ahead and use this to barter, I guess. So then Billy Bob approaches the ghoul.
We didn't know that this is a ghoul yet. Technically, it might be a perfectly ordinary glowing cultist.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're definitely going to be ghouls. Something in the map system tells me.
I'm getting this odd sense.
Why, hello.
Alright,
hello.
Fucking spoilers here, Jesus.
Yes, there was a Gertrude had an inner insight. Her third eye opened. She's like, I feel.
Gertrude's been microdosing this entire time.
All right, well, Billy Bob, you decide to go around this corner, and as you go around the corner, you see in front of you the source of the chanting is, in fact, well done, a group of ghouls. So... this group of ghouls, their bodies are covered in this sludge, this bizarre black muck. They're gathered in a circle around something really, really large, glowing and pulsating in this green off color hue. As you move closer towards the ghouls, you notice that they are in fact chanting and praying towards this thing that is in the center of the chamber. And in the center of this large chamber, you start to discover that this is in fact a glowing Mirelurk queen that appears chained to the center of the chamber, unable to move. As you watch from the shadows, a lone ghoul painted in the same foul gunk steps forward from the group. The chanting rises to a fever pitch as the ghoul approaches the Mirelurk queen, arms outstretched in a twisted reverence. And without hesitation, the queen grabs the ghoul with one of its massive, like, maw teeth bits, its big old claws, and drags it closer. The ghoul's chanting turns into these frenzied howls as the queen devours the sacrifice, and the sounds of the ghoul's screams quickly swallowed by the thick sludge. The Mirelurk convulses, and with a sickening gurgle, she vomits a wave of this foul sludge across the chamber. The ghouls leap forward, smearing the vomit across their bodies, howling in ecstasy. Now, this is no ordinary group of ghouls.
What kind of kink is that?
I'm gonna go in.
River buffet.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, big girl, I don't think they have anything we want. So if you have a different plan, then I mean, I can try to convince them to not kill us and throw us in that mire lurk, but I don't know if I want anything from them. So
that would be a good idea. Yeah. This guy's a fucking weird.
Looks like we found another way to get high. So do we want to try and kill these things?
How many are there?
4.
Oh, I won't be too good. Okay.
Gertrude, use your intuition again to know how with the board. to know how many there is.
Tell us how many there are.
funny enough, Gertrude can't see that bit at the moment.
Wonder how that happened. I'm pretty sure Cap did mention a number, but I instantly forgot it. I'm assuming it's like 4.
I did not mention a number, no.
No? Ah, rats.
It's hard to tell in the dark and the muck.
But I think the main problem is the big fucking bug.
Quite it tied down.
Oh. That don't look like a Mirelurk queen. That looks real fucked up.
Yes, this is a rather fucked up Mirelurk queen.
Aw, it's cute.
Oh, have you guys ever seen the SCP, which was the little girl who like grew into the shape of a house?
Yep.
Yeah, this is the same thing. The Mirelurk queen like grew into the shape of the tunnel.
That's a fucking weird thing.
It's a party. Yeah.
That's a lot more than 4. Also, I can't help but know that's quite a bit more than 4.
It's a super party.
It is hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's AIR ISO.
Billy, you go first.
Yes, we can offer up the ghoul.
What ghoul?
One of them, I believe.
We don't have a ghoul. What are you talking about?
A fucking Molotov. A mini nuke, a grenade.
Maybe we should smear ourselves in the shit and go through.
I'm mildly concerned this shit is mind control juice. Ghouls are stupid, but not feed themselves to my luck, stupid.
Yeah, also, there ain't no telling what it'll do to my complexion. So, yeah. What? Why is everybody looking at me?
It could be like a mud mask for you, Billy. Perhaps you should try it. Very moisturizing.
Get rid of those wrinkles.
You might have a point there.
I mean, it's not hurting them to have it on them. They're just getting hurt when they
but they're ghouls.
Sure, but you have a skin condition somewhat similar.
Well, I mean, I guess I am dried out a little bit. Alright, yeah.
Well, you have a bit of dry skin in the back of your head.
We don't really know if that's necessarily how we're going to get by them, though. So just hold off on you know, severely detrimenting my skin. I may be able to talk our way out of this real fast.
The ghouls. I don't think that's going to fucking work.
Give it a go, because if not, then we can just kill them, I guess. Or we will...
Isn't that what we always do, too? So, I mean, you just gotta go to.
I mean, I wish we had an explosive. This seems like a nuke this bitch option. Be really nice.
I mean, she looks kind of cute in a weird way.
Don't try and fuck it, really.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
It's just a
giant.
You
have so little thought, so little faith in me.
Not after for all we've been through.
Anyway.
Okay, well, one of the ghouls and its frenzying fervor has noticed you. It turns round and screams, "Outsiders! You dare trespass in the presence of our god!"
Oh, they are sentient.
Yes. Chatty.
Hello.
We have come with...
Her fat ass is actually blocking the corridor. We're going to have to kill it.
I mean...
Billy, go forward and speak.
Hello! And salutations! People, I think. Are you people? I don't know. I don't know. Either way, we seek passage through said sewer.
The ghouls snarl and snap, but instead of attacking, their leader steps forward. He points a gnarled finger in your direction.
The queen demands her due. An offering.
Her
living soul to be devoured.
Billy,
then we will have to pass.
I didn't know you were circumcised.
Billy, she's chosen one. You have brought the chosen one.
I don't know if my questions were answered or I'm more confused than before. Does it have to be one of us? I mean... There's kind of a lot of you guys here. Maybe one of you guys can be the sacrifice. Just saying.
We have proven our devotion, outsider. You have not.
I mean, what makes you think we are not devout? We don't have to prove it. I mean, we've already proved it before.
The queen provides the ambrosia.
Well, I mean, that's up to debate. I mean, I feel like that's a, you know, she maybe not be telling you the whole truth on that. We got it from another queen down the street. She totally, you know, did the whole sacrifice thing. So we ain't gotta do that again. Don't worry about it.
You think you are so clever, talky man?
I mean, I don't really think I'm clever. I know I'm clever.
That's debatable.
Who's the one that threw me over here to talk to them?
Maybe you talk to the queen, convince it to give us the ambrosia.
Seduce it.
Well, do I have to get close enough that inclines getting nabbed like that other dude was?
Yeah, you figure it out.
Alright, is there like a representative I could talk to, or like, you know, maybe someone more in charge, or...
Every ghoul that you can currently see points towards the one that you were already talking to.
They're surprisingly well organized, actually.
You know, I'll find that was a really good trick. I actually will give you that. That's pretty neat. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and pass on that part, but I will get as close as I can while not...
Billy, offer the mushroom cheese.
The mushroom cheese. Oh, you know what I got? That's almost not as quite as good as ambrosia, but maybe enticing is this mushroom cheese. Just saying. It's pretty damn. Yeah, low fat, low carb. Low carb, definitely. It's very good with the keto diet. I don't know if you got.
It will enhance the effects of the ambrosia. Oh, perhaps even allow you to commune further with the queen.
Yes, and she's a doctor, so she knows.
All right, okay. I'm going to have to get Wenigan to get me the
God damn it, Wenigan! He was waiting. I noticed there was never a roll. Never a roll.
He's waiting for some of his shit stats to roll off.
God damn it. He knew. He knew.
What would this be charisma with? Survival? Speech?
I'm big with speech.
Fuck.
Right, yeah, you're lying to the guy. Come on, it's got to be speech. It can't be survival.
I mean, to be fair, getting high as shit probably would help you move with eyes.
I don't know. I feel like this is a throw roll. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. So,
okay. Throw the cheese.
Yeah, throw it. This is full on chunk the cheese at him. Take it!
Cheese.
Do you think if you threw the cheese into the lobster's mouth, it would get high enough to let us pass?
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't ever going to be good.
Everyone hit the deck! Shit's going to hit the fan!
Says, you insult the queen with this meager offering.
Fuck you, that good cheese.
Yeah, fuck you. We'll keep our cheese. Goddamn.
Yes, the ghoul is in no way looking to let you pass without some sort of sacrifice to the queen.
Take the rat.
Robot, off you go.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and just throw the robot in. How's the robot sound? You can sacrifice
that
thing.
Does it count as alive for this purpose?
Shut up! God damn, we're winning again.
So...
I think we're just going to have to fight these idiots. It'll be unpleasant and probably difficult, but not letting us pass, and we can't exactly kill off one of us for them.
I mean, you say that, but the robot.
Cody, man, give them the proposition of if they don't get the fuck out the way, I will ram this dildo through its gob and out its anus.
Do you know where the gob is and the anus? Like where the gob starts and the anus ends?
It's a long dildo.
One way to find out.
Alright, well, can we parlay for a second?
Gertrude, ram her with the dildo.
Do not get close enough. I've got ranged weapons only on the queen, please.
I've got him distracted. If you heard her, it's a really long dildo.
I don't want Gertrude getting grabbed.
Gertrude, now's your chance. I got him distracted.
The ghoul looks towards the group again. He says,
"We must have the ambrosia. If you can convince the queen to give us the ambrosia, you may pass. The passage is there."
And he points towards, right towards where the queen is. There is a small opening on the right-hand side. In order to get to this opening, you're going to have to pass the queen.
Oh, just shoot it.
There's always another hole.
May I ask what you need the ambrosia for?
Hang on a minute.
If you do not feed the queen on the way out... The ghoul's threatening you.
Hang on a minute. Can we... Wait, Medbot, come over here.
He says, feed the queen. Give us the ambrosia, or you will not be allowed to leave.
I mean, I'm fine. I have a rope.
They're going to let us walk up to basically the exit, right where we need to go, in order to feed the queen. If I coach you in bleach, she'll probably spit you out.
I'd rather not be eaten.
I mean, it'll be like that shit they put on Nintendo DS, Nintendo Switch cartridges.
I'd rather not be eaten.
We don't really know yet if she would realize that the medbot is not alive and would not try to eat the medbot. We don't know that route yet.
I don't think she's that smart, but I do think she'll spit something out if it tastes bad.
I'm sure that's the case, but... I mean, we don't know much about this.
I mean, it's either that or fight them all.
Wait.
Yeah.
What if you shoot the chain?
I don't want to let her out. She'll probably kick all our asses.
No, because it'd be eating the other ones. If we shoot the chains, it'd eat the other ones. And
you know, I kind of like this train of thought, actually. Sorry, Winnegan. Actually, there's a lot more of them than us. And she may... I'm not saying she'll fight on our side, but it doesn't seem like she cares too much about them to start with, considering she eats them. So... kind of with Gertrude on this.
Horrible mistake, then. All right, chains it is.
Plus, we don't have to outrun all of them. We just need to outrun Billy.
Well, I need to run towards her is the issue, but let's try it. All right, we need something.
One last thing. Ghoulie man, if we can kill one of you in combat and feed that to your queen god thingy, would that count?
No, we have just made our sacrifice.
Yes, but we would be sacrificing...
We are the chosen ones.
Does the queen really care? Because she kind of wants just food, from what it's sounding like. Does it have to be our food to let us buy?
How dare you impugn the intelligence of
the
queen? How many do we see?
All right, everybody give us a perception check. If you want to know how much the, how many of them you can see.
Perception survival?
Yeah, perception survival.
Wow, the die really fucking hate me today.
Just a bit.
19 out of 20.
I failed that.
Winnegan, your nose is so full of the fumes that there's tears streaming from your eyes, so you can't see shit.
Literally.
Yeah, quite literally. Gertrude?
I have success.
Yeah, you can see for sure at least 11 moving bodies.
Oh, that would be difficult, but I'm pretty sure we can do that.
I'm down for trying to free the queen if you are.
Are you down to clown till you're dead in the ground?
You can see, you can tell there is at least 11 of them from the movements in the muck that you can see.
At least, minimum.
There are 11 of them, that will do fine.
least 11, yes. Right, are we freeing the monster then? Or just trying to straight fight them? Which one?
By God, you choose.
Not just you, anyone can weigh in. I don't like the idea of... They are all monsters, but you know what I mean.
Somebody shoot something.
Fine.
Just attack it with dildo.
I'm going to shoot the chains then.
Alright, okay, so the decision is made. Instead of feeding the queen or trying to appease the ghouls, you'll free the Mirelurk queen from her chains. So, the room's filled with the fanatical chanting of the gunk ghouls. their eyes are fixed on the massive creature before them. And they're waiting to see what you are going to feed this massive creature. They're currently oblivious to your plan. None of them heard you having that very obvious conversation in front of them all. But yeah, so you start to walk up the rows of gunk and gunk.
Oh, I'm not getting close. I have a rifle. I don't need to be in grabbing range for this one.
All right, so you're not heading towards the exit on the other side.
I'll go like edge towards, but I'm not getting close enough to get yoinked.
Alright, okay, so you edge close enough to the Mirelurk Queen, but very much outside of the range of its claws.
Tugan, do you want to also try and shoot so if one of us fucks it, the other one still hits?
I can, if Cap would allow it. Am I able to take an aim with
I mean, you tell me your plan, so... It sounds to me like the plan is you're going to get as close as you can, or as close as you feel safe towards it. Both Winnegan and Billy Bob are going to take shots at the chains, and then chaos is going to ensue.
Yep. So I'll just hit that. Hey, two successes.
All
right. Did he hit damage? It's a chain. Does it have HP?
I failed miserably with mine.
Well... Do not worry, I was going to put that at a 2 difficulty anyway, and it looks like Winnegan is going to be the hero of this situation. So, you move into position, each of you ready to strike the chains that holding the Mirelurk Queen. The gunk ghouls, still lost in their chanting, don't notice as you prepare to shoot. And with a coordinated effort, you bring your weapons down in the rusty chains, and you both take your shots. The railway rifle pin, or just ricochets off the walls a couple of times, and actually hits one of the ghouls in the head, splatting the contents of its skull over another three of the ghouls, which they seem to delight in. Luckily, Winnegan was there as backup. She fires towards the chains with her ready cranked laser musket, and the chain breaks suddenly. With a thunderous roar, the Mirelurk Queen rears back, and the chains that once held her snapping free. The ghoul's chanting turns to screams as the Queen turns her massive glowing eyes towards the former captors and everybody in front of her in the sewer tunnel. So, how are we going to do this for the rules? How do you react to this this rearing back and very obvious ready to lunge Mirelurk Queen?
I think I
turn and leave,
sort of behind a ghoul, and wait for her to grab something else so that I can dart past into the tunnel and then call
just
the others to follow.
Just ghouls, just offering it up.
Yeah, essentially, just scoop behind a ghoul.
Enjoy your meal. We'll be back later.
Make sure you don't hide behind Billy. We don't want that to mix up happening.
You sure?
He's better dressed slightly. He should be easy enough.
Someone tell you.
Okay, bear in mind, let's not have the characters talk to each other too much in this section of the game, because this Mirelurk Queen is about to react to the screams of the ghouls and is very obviously going to attack.
Is it attacking us?
Yes, I want to know what your reactions are. Not, I don't need you discussing it with each other.
Wait and see and walk around if we can whilst it's snacking on a ghoul.
Okay, so Gertrude is picking the wait and see. Winnegan, what are you doing?
Ghoul.
Going to hide behind, like, not fully hide behind, like, step behind a ghoul so that I'm not directly in the path of this thing. It's just blindly snacking, it'll go for someone else.
Alright, so you're going for the hide behind a ghoul. That's excellent. Well, because Gertrude's doing a wait and see, that doesn't really require a roll from her. I am going to require a roll for hide. So give me a little stealth roll. Go for stealth and agility to see if you can position yourself behind some of the chanting ghouls.
You said it was dark in here, right?
It is dark, yes.
So I get an additional d20 then?
Yes.
Sneak agility, one additional dice. 5 successes, baby.
Yeah,
I'm invisible.
So you basically blend into the into the walls here. You look like a concrete panel at this point.
Full body paint.
managed to get behind 3 of the ghouls. Yeah.
Where did Winnie go?
Billy, how are you reacting?
I hate to be a copycat, but I was planning to do the same thing as Winnegan. Actually, I'm just gonna kind of wait and see, but also hide. To see if, you know, wait for an opportunity or something to probably run past the Mirelurk Queen if she's kind of focused on.
So just run for the exit.
Yeah, that's eventually. But I'm gonna wait and see. I'm waiting to see first.
Jesus,
so my
another wait and see here. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm gonna hide. If I'm actually gonna roll, because I am gonna hide.
Right, so you want to see? So are you looking to like stealth hide, or you just want to put ghouls in front of you?
I just put ghouls in front of me. I'm probably not going to be as in depth as Jay on this one.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that maybe, because it's going to still be an agility roll, but you don't have to do a stealth roll for that. I'm thinking agility and probably athletics. See if you can jump behind.
Okay, I can do that. That is a critical success.
You got a 1? Yeah, I'm going to say that's a success. Billy Bob does a double-tucked pirouetted backflip and finds himself on the backside of four of the ghouls, getting them between him and the Marlark Queen.
I love how we're getting these amazing rolls when we're not in combat, but when we're in combat, we get like nat 20s.
Yeah, this is just the reaction. This is going yeah. And that slow motion happened. It's a fucking Matrix bullet time here. What's Beverly doing?
Fuck it. She's not gonna wait. She's not one for waiting. She's gonna grab the closest ghoul and throw it towards the queen.
All right, we're going to do a strength roll for that one. Strength against. There is actually a throw. So yeah, there's a throw skill. So give me a strength and throw check. Because you're throwing an actual person here, I'm going to need two successes from you in this one.
I've actually got thing in throw. Oh, come on. I think I put the wrong thing. Oh, I need to change that. Throwing
and strength. You rolled that against agility there.
Yes.
You did. You got two successes. Well done. Okay, so Beverly successfully just grabs the ghoul nearest to her and launches the ghoul at the face of this Marlark Queen. And finally, Nurse Handy.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for just a get out of the way option. I don't want to be in the pathway of it, but it's going to charge.
You're just going to move towards the exit?
Fantastic,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, I'm a robot. I mean, I'm not alive, so surely they're not going to bother me.
Yeah, so let's see. Let's make sure that you're fast enough to get to the exit in time.
Wait, what?
Just floating away.
I just imagine like an R2-D2 screech.
Oh no, my hydraulic tube!
So what we're going to do here? I think we're going to do. You're just moving towards the exit. So I guess it would be agility and.
What's this eating?
I mean, athletics or survival, I guess.
Athletic survival.
Unless you can think of another way to.
Not really. I can't exactly strength or intelligence my way there. So.
Strength. You might be able to push your thruster faster strength. Using strength. I could see that being a.
Okay. That's good shout. Strength survival. Yay.
All right. Okay. So
dramatic dive to nowhere.
Nah.
The robot dramatically sort of spins on its thruster and just fires itself towards the exit. All right. Excellent. Now that I've got all those reactions, we can talk about what actually happened here. So the Rad Scorpion Queen, it reared up, it went for the attack. Everybody
it
reacted.
Changed its species. It was a.
Oh, sorry, I just said Rad Scorpion, didn't I?
Now it is Scorpion. Yeah,
I meant Marlark. I apologise. Thank you very much for catching that. Yes, that was just a slip of the tongue. Yes, I think Gertrude may have underestimated the sheer scale of this beast as she decided on her wait and see tactic. As the Marlark Queen takes one of its massive and newly freed claws and swipes across the entire length. Of the sewer tunnel. Billy Bob and Winnegan managed to avoid the shear of the strike by positioning themselves behind some chanting worshippers. The Nurse Handy unit deftly just blasts itself out of the range of the strike. Beverly threw a ghoul in the way of it, actually affecting the direction because it managed to hit the Marlark Queen in what appears to be one of its vestigial eyes, changing the direction of the strike at the last minute, missing her completely. Unfortunately, Gertrude was right in the way of it.
I found the weak point.
Uh-oh.
castle.
Can I jump out the way?
It hits you with its pincer attack.
Gertrude, no. Oh shit.
Oh god.
There are 14 physical damage.
Where?
Wait.
To
14?
Your head.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Vicious I have 6 protection on my head.
Plus 1
oh,
per
fantastic.
Head.
Your helmet is actually your helmet is struck. Spins around in your head a couple of times before snapping off your head completely. You no longer have your helmet.
I mean, there's still 8 damage taken off. I'll happily take that.
Your 8 damage is taken off and you are blinded.
But, what? Oh.
It's a temporary blinding. You can cure this with a medical check. Don't worry about that. But, yeah, so everybody else is fine. The robot has left, and Gertrude is knocked very much for. Well, she's knocked down, and she's not unconscious, but she can't see, and is in a bit of a bad way. As the rest of you look around and notice what's going on, you'll also see that 7 of the ghouls have been rendered in various different ways to the point where they are all dead. You now have the situation where there are at least 7 more ghouls behind all of you, a Mirelurk Queen in front of you, and Gertrude downed in the middle of everything.
Okay.
Is this initiative time?
It's not initiative time. The ghouls are escaping. The ghouls,
oh, nice.
The ghouls are all running away. So they are screaming, they are afraid, they are running away, but they will not be fast enough to escape the next attack, which is coming now. So, all of you are still in front of this Mirelurk Queen. There's a second attack. It's rearing its other claw up, ready to grab at something.
Huh. Oops.
So maybe we're just going for reactions again.
Into the tunnel if I can. If I have time.
How are you going to avoid this attack?
Well, it's not going for me. It can't. Like, if it sees me, I'd be shocked.
Can I potentially just run out? No. If I do that, you are definitely gonna fucking die.
I mean, you'll be running with the goop ghouls.
Yes.
Who might object to your existence a little bit. You can't fucking see.
Remember, there is an exit there that Nurse Handy's already made it to.
Yeah, but you'll be faster than.
All you have to do is be fast enough to get there. Now, Gertrude, unfortunately, you can't see shit. So what I'm going to do is, if you decide to just run towards it, we're going to have to do a luck roll for you as well to make sure you're running in the right direction.
Could I assist by this by having Winnegan call out for Gertrude? Like, follow my voice! It's this way! Kind of stuff.
You can, but it'll have to be part of your reaction that you shout or scream or something like that, and you're going to have to tell me what you're doing as well as doing that.
Okay.
So should I just run for it?
Can I grab Gertrude, because I'm super mutant as well, and just try to pull her the right way?
Alright, that sounds good. So that's going to take a strength check for you. Let's go for strength athletics for you. And for Gertrude, we're going to go for agility. Agility athletics, just for the running. So strength athletics for Beverly. Agility and athletics for Gertrude.
Oh,
and you're,
yeah, no.
Yeah. And in total, you're going to need 3 successes. So between the 2 rolls.
Oh!
Reroll the 19. Use luck.
Action point.
Alright, okay, so of that roll there, we got 2 successes. Well done. They were both from Beverly Jane. Gertrude managed to roll 2 fails there. So. Do you have any luck there, Gertrude, that you want to roll?
I'm talking about flower.
Oh, flower.
I'll use a luck point.
Use a luck point, no problem. Go for it, roll a d20 for me.
50-50. It's literally 10.
You can re-roll it again afterwards.
The dice at the side.
Just roll a d20.
One!
Come on, you
crit!
Yes, you rolled a crit success there with your luck point. You've put that up to 4 successes.
Today.
Beverly saves Gertrude's life in the most badass and
Feynman's,
heroic
Feynman's
way
coming.
Possible. Go on, describe it to me, Flower. How did this go down?
You just see like Gertrude like wandering around trying to find where she's literally like, you're not dying today! And literally straight over her shoulder, let's fucking go! Charging!
Excellent, so Beverly just lets fucking goes Gertrude out to the right hand side of the tunnel, outside of the Mirelark's grasp. Okay, Winnegan, Billy Bob. You two are still in this tunnel. The ghouls that you were hiding behind previously have all been rendered in half.
Seeing that Gertrude is going to be just fine, probably, Winnegan's going to dart into the tunnel.
Dart into the tunnel, excellent. This is just going to be a wee agility check for you. Agility athletics.
I'm actually okay at this.
Yeah,
I got one success.
Yeah, that's only one success needed for that one because you were so successful in that last one of avoiding the attack. There's no penalties for you. Similarly, with Billy Bob, what's your decision?
Thinking about what I would do. Well, I think my original plan was to go in that door, but. Does Beverly, Mr. Handy, and Gertrude even have a clear path to the door now? Or didn't you guys run out the way the ghouls ran out?
No, they're all running towards the exit in front, the one that's just in front of the ghoul. That's just in front of the queen.
Okay, so the one that Winnegan just ran out.
Correct.
Follow us, Billy.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just running after them too. You want me to do the same roll, athletics and agility?
Yep, exactly right. Same roll.
Alright, I will do that.
See if you're quick enough.
That is a failure across the board. And I have got 10 luck points, though. I'm going to re-roll both.
Alright, excellent. You have a really low target here as well. That is unfortunate.
Oh my god!
Slightly different.
I still fail. I rerolled both rolls, and I still failed. That's just grand. That's grand. Well,
all right,
Cap,
so
tells me what happens.
Let's see what happens. Oh my god. The Mirelark Queen has rolled a critical failure. Who the hell is this? How did you manage to... sort of project your luck onto this fucking Mirelark Queen.
I don't know. Yeah.
Absolutely
no
impeccable. So the Queen rears up, this time without its pincers, is actually going to spray acid across the entire tunnel, looking to either burn everything up or to subdue all of the ghouls all at once. Billy Bob starts running towards the exit to join everybody else in the tunnel just off to the right hand side of the Mirelark Queen, and as the Mirelark is rearing up to spray this acid, let's see, how do we give this Mirelark a critical fail? This wasn't something that I planned on here.
Acid reflux? Heartburn,
yeah.
Perhaps?
I tell you what, it just starts throwing up ghouls instead of acid. Lots of skulls and bones and bits of leg just start coming out of this mouth instead of acid. Billy Bob was fortunate enough to dodge the bits of viscera, the hand bones, the tibia that flies past his ear. He had struck in the back by a heel bone, but it does not take him off balance. He is tripped by a leg bone, but he rolls and gets back onto his feet, and he finally makes it in past the concrete exit to the tunnel, being followed by the partly digested skull of some previous ghoul. You can hear all the rest of the ghouls all screaming in the background as you all manage to make it safely to the exit. And as Billy Bob dramatically jumps into this tunnel, the Marlark Queen starts dragging itself down the tunnel towards where the ghouls were, blocking off your exit entirely. Blocking off your entrance entirely, sorry.
What about Snufflepuff?
Snufflepuff is with me. Like, you can't tell me, like, I didn't take her with me. Like, she is
shoved in a pocket.
Yeah, like, she's a freaking chihuahua. There's no way I couldn't say that she's there.
She's in one of those little baby carriers. You know the purses?
Baby Bjorn? Yeah, a baby Bjorn? Oh, yeah. 100%.
Can you say a handbag? She was in the handbag or something.
Oh, handbag would be funnier, too. Like, a little purse. Got a little purse dog.
Oh, sat in your hat.
Billy does seem like the kind of guy who would have that. Nice bag for him.
It's all a right, handbag, excuse you.
It's called a satchel, alright? I'll have you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted Snufflepuff to touch any of that gunk.
Just imagine what she'd turn into.
Maybe all she'd right. turn into Superman.
So, you're all now in this dark tunnel. The exit to the sewers that you're looking for is in sight. It's going to be about a 5-10 minute walk, but you know where you have to go, and it doesn't look like there's any more dangers on the way there from what you can tell.
First things first, Gertrude, you're quite injured. I should probably heal you up.
Maybe do it in the next episode.
Yes, that would make a lot more sense.
That's a little weird. What's an episode?
Yeah, to be fair, we do have 6 minutes left, I guess.
Wait, is someone having an episode? I should get my Freeman outfit on.
What? And that's where we ended at.